So we're in Boston, and we're in the middle of the city. It is an absolutely fantastic day, and we're just on our way to meet Jody and her boyfriend, or her guy, because I'm not allowed to actually call him her boyfriend. So we're on our way to meet Jody and her guy at the aquarium tea stop, and then we're going to Boston Harbor Islands. So, in short, we're going to the beach. Right, okay. Well, we can't actually get out to the Harbour Islands because absolutely everybody else in Boston's had the very same idea. So, we're just going to head back into Boston and chill out. So, me and Jody and Denny, Jody's guy, is heading back into Boston, and we're going to chill out. So, yeah, do some Bostonian loafing.
Can I tell the secret?
Go.
Okay, the secret is, and in like, how old am I? 22 and a half years. Whenever anyone's trying to get me to arm wrestle, they always let me do this. You're supposed to twist your like hand toward you, so you've got the leverage.
It seems to me like if one of you did it, the other one would do it too. So
yeah,
the person wasn't really cheating.
So it's kind of blanking
yes,
out the.
Yes, you're right, but it still doesn't hurt as badly this way. And Anne has to be like the sexy lady in the bikini who says go.
Well, yeah.
Already, on your mark, get set, go.
Jody, you're gonna lose.
Shut up.
Denny's gone red though. Denny's gone red. Oh.
Jerk, you're letting me win. That's the worst thing you could do!
I'm not letting you
That's
win!
That's the worst thing ever, Dan.
Only an American could make an issue out of armor.
Are you ready? Go ahead.
This is
called teasing your emotions.
Jody is now using two hands and still not winning, and has lost, using two arms against Denny. Jody doesn't like talking to my machine.
See?
Prove my point.
Yes, I do. Blah, 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 blah. Blah. One thing I have figured out, if I ever get short hair, I have got to get a young man to do it.
Why?
Because they're the ones that know. So many of my girlfriends are going to get their hair cut short when they've gone to a young man. The young man knows how to give a girl a sexy short cut.
Who paid for a haircut? Junior in high school or something.
That's so weird you cut your own hair. Do you know what my hair would look like if I did that?
You know, I
look at mine for crying out loud.
In California, I saw this thing called the hair vac or something, right?
Lobby.
Yeah, and all you did, you just vacuumed your own hair. And it was like, who buys that? Who's
it's called a Flobie.
You're too knowledgeable about this.
No, my favorite photographer, Lee Freelander, uses a Flobie, I found out. That's a guy I respect a lot. It's just so goofy that he uses a Flobie, you know?
That's cheap as well. It's like, you know, go to the hairdresser, for goodness sake, do something with your hair. I can talk,
money,
I've got blue hair now, I did it. I lived that life.
You know, if I were ever to have been a champion in any sport, it probably would have been croquet. I was very good at it.
Huh?
I was very good at it. Boom, 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 I'm over. It's not quite a claim to fame though, is it?
No, are there like some kind of, is there money in croquet?
So we're just sitting in Copley Square on a sunny afternoon. Sunny Saturday afternoon in Boston. Somebody's getting married over in that church and they're playing bagpipes, which Jody thinks is a bad idea to have bagpipes at your wedding.
I went to a wedding once where the bagpipe player was so bad that it was squeaking and squawking and echoing off the sides of the church. People like my father, who falls asleep in every single wedding, jolted awake, and both of us could hardly conceal our laughter. We were laughing so hard the whole time, along with the whole rest of the audience, because you completely can't take this thing seriously. But when else are you going to have two families spending as much money as they possibly can on one big party? I might walk a little funny, but my walk is me. I might stutter when I talk, but I say what I see. I don't agree with every other little thing that's proven. I do a lot of things that I shouldn't be doing. I know the great thing about receptions is I always
I actually have.
No, I want to hear it.
No.
No.
No, wedding.
Come on, whenever. We're done.
Well, bridesmaids.
Don't start exercising judgment now.
Weddings are great because the bridesmaids and are always, if they've not got a date, they're always like, they're a wedding and they need a date and they want to have a date. I'm stopping now.
Have you been the date for many bridesmaids?
I have. Yeah. Can we stop?
You like smooching bridesmaids, don't you, Simon? It's the only place I wanna be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why is that?
It's easy to pick up bridesmaids at weddings.
What do you mean?
I just know that back in the fall, me and my friends, we decided we were gonna try to pick up all the bridesmaids, and like, if we had wanted to, we could have.
I'm dating a player. No. I'm dating a player. I give 110 throughout the course of the night, and if I don't go home, then I did things right. Did I tell you about my dad and the satellite dish? All my life I wanted cable. I wanted to be a TV junkie, and I was never allowed to be that. I'm so behind in pop culture. So my dad calls me up last week just to tell me that they've got this freaking huge satellite dish sticking out of our roof.
Out of your roof?
Sticking out of our roof. It looks hideous. And all he watches is the Western Channel. Because he loves it. He loves it because it won't wrap you, like get you wrapped in, like a lot of action movies will wrap you in and you can never turn them off. You have to watch them to the end. But with Westerns, you already know the ending, so you can enjoy the middle and then turn it off.
What was your favorite TV show as a kid? Chips was mine.
Chips. I'm so in love with them. I don't even know why I found them attractive at the time. I look at them now, I'm thinking, what did I find attractive? Of course, I used to fall in love with cartoon characters. And if you think you're gonna
be special, wrong. The worst is she has it for Aquaman. Feel mice, head like spiders in the kitchen. Don't think twice about whatever keeps you itching.
Ice water, fly, swallow. Oh my gosh, Aquaman. Oh, beauty. Aquaman is the only blonde guy I've ever gone for in my life. Heat is rolling in like hell's red rug. Stinking like the breath of Beelzebub.
And if you think you won't walk on coals, you will. Batman was where it was at.
Give us your theory on Batman.
I mean, Bruce Wayne, he didn't have any special skills or superpowers. He was just, you know, your normal everyday Joe.
He was not an everyday Joe.
He had the bucks. But like, come on, Superman is like the guy who's like invincible. Like, he can prevent nuclear war. But then he like thwarts some like petty like curse thief, and we're supposed to be like, woo, way to go, Superman. You know, it's like going out in the yard and squashing ants. You know, and I'm like supposed to applaud that. Like, you did a lot of work. You know.
In this day and age, you know, Superman would probably have a lawsuit against him. You wouldn't ever find any superheroes in America because they'd be too scared about lawsuits, wouldn't they? You know? Or they'd be corporate sponsored. You know, Superman would turn up, you know, I'm Superman, sponsored by Pepsi.
People know how to honk right, too. That was probably an ideal honk.
There is an ideal way to honk.
Didn't you just hear it?
Yeah, I heard the honk, but you're
an
saying
this. An ideal honk is two taps.
Two
taps? A short one and then a little longer one.
Careful. You know?
Beep, beep. That's an ideal honk.
You should write a book, maybe. I could see.
I don't think that there's a book out there about
honking
correctly. Honking yet. Honking for Dummies?
Honking for Dummies. There it is, by Jody Birdwell. I can see it now.
I think it needs to be out.
It does, doesn't it? Don't want one of those like the old Studebaker like horns, you know? Yeah, like Aruga. Like those
things? Those are good.
Aruga.
Aruga.
Yeah, it's like a horn. You know, the old
first
kind.
Way to honk.
Like the old school first way to honk. Have you got a history of honking?
The history of honking is just the first chapter. You know, you got to take people back.
So they know the
so
roots.
They know what you're talking about. Ever had the arch to up so high? You need a strength must don't possess.
or has it ever come down to do or die? You got to rise above the rest.
You could have like an index of like different makes and models of cars and like what kind of horn they carry.
Wouldn't it be a honkology or something?
Then we have a linguist already coining words and phrases for our new book. That's really good.
You're a honkologist, actually, aren't you?
Well, that'll impress people at the parties, let me tell you.
Party conversation.
I want to do that. You know, nobody would know what it was, but I would sound so black suit, you know?
What do you do then?
I'm a honkologist.
You know, it's days like this one that make Boston a very special city for me, and I'm not sure that if we'd have actually got out to the Harbour Islands, whether we'd have had such a good time. I mean, just to be able to wander around places like the Common, the Public Garden, sit in Copley Square, telling each other mad anecdotes and little stories, it's just very, very cool, very relaxed, and is the perfect way to spend a sunny day in the city. Anyway, the next show comes from Beverly, where I shall be meeting local Boston band The Beloved Few as they play a live set at the Crackers Pub. It should be a good show, so join me for that one. Until then, I've been Simon Jones. You've been listening to Reality Radio. Until next time, see ya.